Welcome to the podcast today and to your daily dose of the Word of God. Yesterday, we talked about God being omnipresent, part number one. That means that God is everywhere. There's nowhere that you can go that God is not there. Think about that for just a minute. Today, I want to talk to you about God being omnipresent, part number two. Allow me to read a couple of verses again today. Proverbs 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." Hebrews 4:13 says, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." Yes, thank God that he's everywhere. When you get to the place that you think God is not there, guess what? He's already there. Listen to what Jeremiah chapter number 23, verse 23 and 24 says. "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I feel heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" Wow, what powerful verses. You know, if you go back and read the story of Jonah in the book of Jonah, and most people heard about Jonah and the great fish. In chapter number one, Jonah tried to run from God and get away from him. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, but Jonah ran to Tarshish. Yet, when Jonah got to Tarshish, guess what? God was already there. Why? Because God is everywhere. Adam and Eve, when they sinned in the Garden of Eden, tried to hide from God, yet God knew exactly where they were and what they had done. It's so hard for our finite minds to grasp the greatness, glory, and splendor of Almighty God. Thankfully, we have the Bible to help us understand who God is. That's one thing I want to do with these attributes of God, is to help people understand how great God is. If we could grasp that the God that we serve is so great, so powerful, so wonderful, what a difference it would make in our lives. No matter where you are today, know that God is there. You're never alone. You might not see him or even sense him, but know that he is there. If you remember, as we're studying through the book of Esther, the name of God is not mentioned in the book of Esther. But wow, you can see God's handprint all through the book of Esther. And the same is true in our lives. So if you're going through troubles, storms, and heartaches, know that God is right there with you. God will be there to help you. May God bless you today.